Yeah, let's get through ham radio first.
Not even ham radio today, right?
Do your stupid segment.
No, so I've done this before. The segment I've done before called Whores. Would ham officially recommend entertainment segment?
Is there a question mark at the end of that? Or
Whores? Like
yeah.
that? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. This is Whores Adjacent.
Okay.
I bring you the debut of Worms.
Oh, I think that's what Connor had in the bathroom, really.
Yeah.
Can't believe what you did, Connor.
And how long were you in there for?
He turned the mic on so that the monitors are down. What a jerk.
Tried so hard to pin it on anybody. All right. Back to the whores.
It's Worms.
It's Worms today.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Worm. Whip officially recommends media.
Okay. Confusing, but okay.
So, yesterday I went to the theater to go see a brand new movie that came out Thursday night, Friday. The new John Wick adjacent Ballerina, which stars Ana de Armas as assassin.
I am also a fan.
Also a fan of the Ana de Armas. But yeah, it's part of the... What?
Armas, not anus.
Part of the John Wick franchise set within the universe. She plays the lead of the assassin in this movie. That's part of his clan. I'm not going to get into any spoilers, but I will say going into it, I wish I hadn't seen more of the later trailers because there are some action sequences where I really wish I hadn't seen it for the first time to give away any spoilers for
the
movie.
I definitely knew this movie was coming out, but I don't think I've seen a full-length trailer, which sounds like maybe for my betterment.
Yeah, I would recommend don't and just take my word for it if you're a P1 or Monty. Now, DJ, you've never seen any of the John Wick movies?
That is correct.
What?
Uncultured.
You've seen these movies we like?
It's wild, I know. On a planet where there have been a billion movies made.
That is the most callous response.
Okay.
They're pretty fun, I will say.
No, you're right. Don't slam the football down like you're really put out. Throw it at ham. Don't spike it. The audio hardware we have in here barely works as it is. Do not hit it with a football or kick a chair.
Ready?
Oh, boy. Real end-over-end spiral there, but anyway. They are great. I love the John Wick movies.
They're really fun, dude.
They
you should check
great.
Them out. Yeah.
I remember seeing the first one. It wasn't in theaters. I think it had like just got on demand or something, and I was really bored looking for anything, and I said, screw it, I'll watch this Keanu action movie. It's probably going to suck. And then when it was over, being like, that was awesome.
That was amazing. Are they coming out with another one?
Question. Is it outdated to say, like Monty just said, the movie's on demand?
It was. I mean, this was like 10 years ago.
Don't we say on streaming?
It was on my cable on demand thing. It was not on streaming.
I think that's outdated, where you go to the channel and order it from the TV, from the cable provider.
Well, are you saying this button I could hit on this remote that says on demand is outdated?
Yes.
That's what happened when it came out in 2014 or whatever.
Okay. I was just asking.
I think the reason I never saw the original one in theaters, not because I don't like Keanu or action, but because, I mean, the plot is essentially centered around a dog dies and he goes on a killing spree.
That was at a big time where you were doing a lot of dead dog humor.
And I just didn't find anything funny about it.
Luckily, you haven't let up one bit since then.
No, I have. I've changed my tune. Now I make dog noises. I don't make dog jokes.
So you didn't go see it in theater because his dog dies?
I don't want to see a puppy dog die.
Well, you don't see it die.
Well,
it happens. It sucks.
They decided it tests pretty poorly with audiences when you kill animals on camera.
Well, yeah, they didn't draw it out for 15 minutes. It happens and you...
They didn't crucify the dog.
You hear the thud.
But like Monty, loved it. Seen every single one since. This one, she also kind of has her own little revenge thing. Where something happens to her in her past that sets her off to where she's...
They kill her parakeet.
They called her Ana de Anus. Just pissed her off.
Sorry, did you call me Ana de Anus? No. But yeah, I think you would like the John Wick movies. I think you would like this movie.
I just like the universe that it's set in. It's just interesting.
And this one builds upon it, too. Because it's like... happening within the world, but it's also like there's like a weird code between assassins and whatnot where they have like their own like stuff going on to where like
no, generic.
It is generic, but like they're like shooting people in open public and people are just walking by like nothing's happening.
Well, that happens in John Wick 2. Yeah.
Driving.
Because Common and John Wick were doing that.
They're just, yeah, in a subway station just shooting each other.
Yeah, you have to kind of be okay with that. The only thing that wore on me a little bit was I enjoyed how in the first movie, the big assassin world that they were in was kind of referenced, but you never really saw it outside of like the Continental or like their tight-knit group of just those characters. But then through each movie, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
You're like, to how where, is this not discovered by any kind of government?
It seems like every other person in the world is an assassin.
Yeah.
Especially like whenever they, you know, are starting to attack some of the main characters and people are getting text messages about new contracts that are put out. And
like,
you just
there's
see
like 15 assassins in this
you
in this
see
room?
A sea of people, yeah, just all getting text messages. And it's like, okay, I think there's more people that are hitmen than are not. But it's still, the action, yeah, alone is amazing.
Question. Yes. Do they do a lot of karate in these movies?
Yes, there's a lot of physical...
I wouldn't call it karate.
There's a lot
martial
of
arts.
Yeah, martial arts in it. Or gun jitsu, which is karate with guns, or martial arts.
I put that together.
Using
yeah,
guns.
Thank you.
The one thing that you have to be able to...
You have
to...
a gun in your hand, and you're attacking somebody while also shooting them.
Which gunfights.
Gunfights.
Okay.
But you have to be willing to get over this... I know this has been a hang-up for some people. They basically explain in the movie that they've come up with a suit that you can wear that is
there's a lot of
bulletproof.
They got some sort of bulletproof material where like they could get shot point-blank, but if they hold up like their little coat, mm-hmm. it'll stop a bullet.
So he does a lot of that, and you're like, okay, that if you don't want to buy that, you're not going to like it. But
it's kind of like in The Mandalorian, where in the fourth episode or whatever, they gave him basically invincibility. With the Beskar, whatever it's called. That kind of killed it for me in that one.
I would still say 100% check it out, though.
Yes.
And you liked the Mavericks. You did the post-game show. Boban's in it. Okay. Yeah.
He's in the third one.
Yeah.
Gotta sit through two.
Rodrigue Boban's in the fourth.
But this movie, Ballerina, the dude, one I saw yesterday.
Thought I was going to retire off my Roddy B. rookie cards.
It takes place...
Like that 49-point game or whatever.
It takes place between the third and fourth John Wick movie. So... Even there's like plot points where it's like stuff's happening that you're like, oh, that happened in a different movie. I know where this is going. And which is kind of cool because you kind of see the behind the scenes stuff. And like I said, there's more lore of the universe that's put out there.
Did you go to the theater dressed up as the ballerina?
No. Though I had a fun time telling mother-in-law I was going to be home late because I was going to go see Ballerina, which short-circuited her.
Huh?
She's ballerina movie.
All right.
Doesn't sound like that.
You get home and make love to my daughter.
Right. Black Swan hasn't been in theaters in forever.
Okay, bye.
Is Ian McShane in it?
He is, and he's looking real old.
Yeah.
Man.
Swidgin'. Yeah.
Swidgin'. But, like, even in the first couple, like, he's looking real skinny now. And he's got that, like, those fake chompers. So, like...
Oh, veneers?
He's got veneers now to when he's talking. It's like he's talking through his teeth. Just like, oh my god.
How do most people talk?
Past their teeth.
I talk through my ears, actually, to avoid the teeth.
You know what I mean.
You talk out of your ass, pal.
I also sat next to a snore neck. So I went to the 8 o'clock showing.
It's sunshine.
Guy sits next to me. He says hi, whatever. And
he says hi to you.
He's a big P1. He knows him.
I didn't say that.
He loves everything about him.
He acknowledged me as a human being.
Better than Mino. Better than Jake. Breathing grooves.
No.
Through all that.
Anyways, the chairs we had lean back capabilities.
Recline.
Yes. And when he leaned...
Lean back capabilities. What a roundabout way.
When he reclined in his chair, it compromised his breathing passageways to where I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to move.
And I never compromise.
But luckily he was awake and he was eating popcorn the entire time, having fun.
Luckily, Darth Vader had popcorn to
keep him awake.
Go through his passageway, yeah.
But yeah, Ballerina, fun movie. Did you say you saw a movie?
Nah, he did.
Oh, you did. Of course, Worms, a subsect of Whores.
I did want to go
Thanks
see it
Thanks for clarifying
yesterday.
For people.
On ham radio, Worms being Whip Officially Recommends Media.
Yeah, people were wondering. I wanted to go see it yesterday. I just didn't have time. I'll go see it at some point. I just kind of have a backlog on movies I want to go see in the theater right now. Because I still want to go see Thunderbolts, which came out, I don't know, 2 months ago. I want to go see Sinners.
Put your little cape on.
But at this
go
point,
Thunderbolts, go.
At this point, Sinners is
go Thunderbolts
on demand at home.
Stream it.
Tennis movie?
What?
No, it's not about Stuart Sinner or whatever that guy's name is that you're watching.
It's Yannick Sinner. He's about to win the French Open. How about a little respect?
He's about Lord's to win Day Roland Rest? Garros, you mean?
How many tennis majors have you won?
Honestly, before I flipped the channel, I thought Roland Garros was the name of a man.
Probably was, right?
Was it? Oh, I thought he was like a current tennis player.
Roland Garros? I don't think so. I could be completely wrong. I don't know.
It is not about the tennis player. It's the we all know what Sinners is now. But yeah, apparently it's still in the theater and you can watch it at home. And so I'm going to rent it at some point. It's just a full $20 still. So,
ooh.
You know, maybe we'll wait a little bit. But yeah, I have a backlog on things I want to go see.
The only person seeing it in theater still is Daddy.
I think Sean went to go see it Friday in theaters.
Okay.
Because he was talking about it with Mino and I after the show that he had a night off, or him and his wife had a night with no kids, so they were going to go see it. So we'll probably get a review on that tomorrow. But
all I know about it is Michael B. Jordan, who is also in Black Panther. He plays like twins.
Right.
And Haley Steinfeld. Is she Haley Allen now?
No.
She got married. But she says some very dirty words. That's
like
all I know about it.
What?
I can't tell.
What kind of dirty words?
I think she does curse.
Things, yeah.
But they're also, yeah, because as soon as the movie hit on demand, people started posting GIFs and videos of...
GIF.
Of,
Thank you.
I think she, like... spits in his mouth or something.
Huh?
And so people were horned up about that and were posting that online. And you want to see that on the big screen.
Naturally,
you gotta go
around like 40 other people.
I need that in Dolby.
The IMAX experience where you get a little spritz in your face when it happens.
Yeah, you're in those chairs that shake.
Rumble chairs. You just get sprayed with water.
As I'm, yeah, looking up on Mr. Skin when that happens so
Mr.
I can...
Mr. Skin? Good God.
So I can...
Yeah.
Lower my little champion shorts
so
and go full pee-wee.
Yeah, pre-game in the bathroom so you can sync it up.
What a Fred Willard in that theater.
What a 2002 reference that is. Mr. Skin. God. This show sucks today. Outside of Jameson's song, this show really sucks.
Well, yeah, I'll go check that out. No, I recently saw The Accountant 2, which was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Do I need to see the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the new Captain America movie, which was not good.
Captain America?
Captain America.
Captain America on Tinder. And that was... I was... Even with all of the negative reviews that I had seen, I was... trying to remain hopeful, trying to remain optimistic, and I was going to go into it wanting it to be good, and it was just such a snoozer. It was not good. The plot was terrible.
What's different from that one than the ones before with Chris Evans?
Boy, because you loved those.
Yeah.
We
have to stop you from coming in to do segments to talk about it.
Yeah, I was in here every day.
You can't bring your shield into the control room every day.
Can you guys call me the Winter Soldier? it was just...
Are we supposed to have a metal arm or a metal leg?
Speaking of the trailer...
Yeah.
You were talking
about...
It
gave away too much, right?
Giving away in Ballerina, the big reveal, which they were slowly building up throughout the movie, was the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
And the fact that you already knew that happened was such a letdown.
Yeah.
Like, and then even at the end, he's only in it for like 5 minutes.
Hmm.
It was not good. I was pretty let down by it.
Woke.
And it was woke, I suppose, which is why it went broke. But, yeah. That's why I want to go see Thunderbolts now, because that seems to be the one post, like, in-game MCU movie that people like.
And it's less woke?
I don't have a woke meter. I'll go check Mr. Skin to see if they have a woke.
Why would they have woke meter?
I don't know. They're your one-stop movie website.
They're trying to expand. They're trying to just not be known for what they're known for.
Right.
Did you guys go see Mission and Posh?
See, with that one, I want to see it, but I haven't seen like the last five.
Well, we were invited for about 13 minutes of that interview to be Shay's special guest at the Dallas premiere.
He offered to fly us out to Australia for the screening.
Right. And something happened in the last 30 seconds that completely destroyed our relationship with Hollywood.
Go see Mission Impossible.
He flipped over our broadcasting table as he walked away.
Yeah, he had him by the throat. He was going to kill him with a pin. Soul, like John Wick.
Reference.
And didn't do it. But anyway, so is that Worm?
That's our first edition of Worm. Whip officially recommends media.
Yay!
I say, go see Ballerina. Don't look at the trailers. Monty says he's going to watch Sinner because he likes people spitting in mouths or something.
I've got a review here, too, of some media. Oh, we're out of time.
And your computer's probably dead.
Guess we can't